Okay, it's a great pleasure to have back with us again the amazing Kelly Nelson. Kelly Nelson is, without question, one of the wisest, most well-informed people about politics behind the scenes that I have ever known or will ever know. She knows more than anyone should have a right to know. You're over the line, kid. You know too much.
Oh, you're too sweet.
Actually,
it's just 60 years of absorbing all this stuff. Started back when I was 5 years old by my mother, so I've been stuck with this for a long time.
Wow. Yeah. All right. I don't even know where to start, but I just let me start here. We no longer have, in any way, shape, or form, I don't care what people say, a representative government that is there serve the people. It's long gone. It's dead and buried. It died when common sense died. It's over. So we have rulers. We have controllers. We have despots. We have tyrants. Mm-hmm. We have walking corpses in the White House. But above that and beyond all of that, Kelly, we've got a populace that seems to be absorbing it as if there's no big deal. It's just the biggest election theft in recorded political history, and they're okay with it. No one's talking about it anymore. They've accepted it. They've accepted the overthrow of these wonderful states of a union that used to be at least reasonably representative of their people. We've accepted the overthrow of the government of the United States of America, what was left of it. Why? Why? How has it happened?
Well, sweetie, you know why, and
your
listeners should
yes.
know why. Certainly because Charlotte Isserby has been on your program a number of times, and I think you've even had Samuel Blumenfeld on way back when before
Sam
he passed,
he was,
right? I
yes,
love Sam. Well, Sam told you this stuff started in 1880 to dumb
yes.
down the children with John
yep.
Dewey, and we all know this. This, and now it is so bad, the kids, look, phonics has been gone for decades. Cursive
yeah.
has been gone now for, what, 15 years more, maybe? They can't sign a contract. They can't add. They can't read. They can't think. They can't logic. They just are propagandized little robots.
They
and
don't know what a classical symphony is, Kelly.
No,
they don't. Know
they,
what
don't.
A they
have
don't know
no
anything.
Idea.
No.
And that's why you saw so many with face diapers on for 470 days. That's how long this crap went on. And I'll tell you something. I was shocked that I saw this many people cave to this and become lemmings and just jump off the cliff with it. Every time I saw somebody in the grocery store that didn't have a mask on, I would say, because I never wore one. And I could get in the grocery store without doing it. I got yelled at several times by people who were mask Nazis, but I didn't care. Go ahead, yell at me, you stupid fool. But every time I saw somebody with no mask, I said, oh, gosh, it's so nice to see your face. I had two particular answers that were so brilliant. One said to me, well, I don't live in China yet. And another one said, if God wants to take me home, he'll take me home. I'm not wearing a mask. I thought, boy, perfect. Both of you. Spot on. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
They've been playing this game for way too long now with us, you know. And now
Man.
You know what they're doing? You know what they're doing? They're removing half of the death reports. The CDC is doing this on the VAERS website. Mm-hmm. That's Vaccine Adverse Effect Reporting System. They're removing half of the deaths from the vaccine. It's not a vaccine. We all know it's not a vaccine. It's a messenger RNA shot into our blood to give us more spike protein so that when another virus comes on, the inflammation will just go crazy in our body and we'll end up with sepsis and we'll die. Sepsis is an infection of the bloodstream. It's very hard to treat.
People don't understand. You're right. One of the things that these so-called vaccines do, they're just carriers. But what they do is attack the blood. They did, look at my homepage. Look up at the top of the homepage. Look at the blood cells before and after the shot. And if you can't figure it out, then good luck. It's right there. It's an attack on the bloodstream and attack on the endothelial cells, the interior cells of the blood cellular, well, you could call it capillary blood vessels, artery. It doesn't matter. It's the whole blood cellular circulatory system. It's being attacked. And
of course it is. Let me just tell you this, because this is going to shock people, but this is the absolute truth. Only 1% or less of the actual deaths from the vaccine or adverse effects are reported to VAERS, the vaccine adverse effect place. Okay? Only 1%.
Sure. Got it.
Yeah. Okay. We had between December 14th of 20 and July 19th of 21, we had, it was 12,313 deaths that were reported. Mm-hmm. They have removed 6,000 of them.
Wow.
This is already proven, because they're missing. It will jump from numbers to numbers. There's big space in there. A whole bunch of them are gone. And several of the docs that have been reporting all this are copying the pages, and they're keeping it, and they have proved it. Okay, now here's another doc I just listened to today that's right 20 minutes from me. Okay, in Maryville, Tennessee. And he was on a video with another fellow that interviews people all the time, and guess what? He said, okay, folks, if it's only 1% that's recorded, then you take the number that they're showing you and you add two zeros on the end.
I multiply it by 99.
So if there were 12,313 deaths that were reported and that was 1%,
mm-hmm.
It's 1,231,300.
A million dead. A million murdered.
A million and
country.
A quarter dead.
Murdered. They're killed. They're being executed. This is genocide.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, think of all the adverse effects, and you've seen the videos all over the people. It's been phenomenal, and that has already been in the 250,000s. So if that's in the 250,000s and you have to add two zeros, you've got several million people who have had terrible adverse effects.
They've been injured for life. Their lives are destroyed, ruined, over, shortened. Absolutely. And it's, again, it's just going on all the time, and no one's bitching about it. No one seems to be talking.
No, they're not. And I'll tell you one person who is. Sidney Powell is doing a real number on this.
Well, I really want to talk to Sidney. And I thank
she
you.
Is really, she has actually put on her website, if your company tells you that you have to have one of these COVID jabs to work there, contact us. We'll represent you. And that's a dang good thing, because this is just so over the edge. It's against the Fourth and Fifth Amendment. Okay, Fourth especially. It's also against HIPAA. They can't tell you what you can have or can't have to come and work in their office.
Correct.
That's insane. This is, well, we were run one time. Now, you know what Fauci is now saying? He's now saying that because of the Delta variant, which is another lie, that all vaxxed people should wear a mask indoors against Delta. Okay, now let me explain something to your audience, because 97% of a variant is the same as the original.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that changes is 3%. 3%.
Right. Right.
97.7 is the same. Okay? So, if you had COVID, and a lot of us have, I've had it. If you've had that, you've got God's natural immunity in you. there ain't no variant that's going to get you because you already have immunity to the 97%, and the variant is so weak compared to the original that it's not going to hurt you. So what they're telling you is either, number one, a lie, or they're letting something else out. And they're hoping that when this gets all around the world, it will kill off all the people who took the vaccine. Now, this is my opinion. You don't have to believe me, but that is what I think. And the reason I think that is because every animal that was tested, the monkeys, you know, the cats, the ferrets, they all lived through the vax that where they were given. But as soon as another virus came forward, they died of either sepsis or cardiac arrest.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
They never tested this. You know damn well they never did. And let me tell you something else that's really important. You know who Dr. Merrick is, right?
Sure.
Merrick?
Lee Merritt.
No, not Lee Merritt. This is Dr. Merrick, M-A-R-I-K.
I don't know
you should
one.
Interview Lee Merritt, too. She's wonderful. But Dr. Merrick...
Yeah.
Dr. Merrick is the second most published doctor in the world, okay? The first published doctor is from Texas A&M. That's Dr. Peter McCullough. He's wonderful, too, and the two of them think very much alike. Okay, so Dr. Merrick, he got together with four colleagues, brilliant clinical fellows from all over the world. And actually, they've been told that they should have the awards for what they've done. Merrick actually found a way to treat sepsis, which is, sepsis is really quite deadly. It's in your bloodstream, the infection. Okay, let me go back and explain. Here's what happens. When you get a virus or a bacteria, when you start to heal, you get an inflammation, which is a natural reaction in the body, and the inflammation kills off the last of it. Unfortunately, with COVID and with the COVID jab, what happens is that inflammation, if you have COVID, it overwhelms the system. It goes crazy, and there's something called cytokines or cytokines that initiate this inflammation in the body. Well, although it's a natural part of healing, it goes crazy if you have COVID, and it starts causing problems with breathing, but it has nothing to do with chest or lung problems. It's an overwhelming inflammation, okay? Now, Merrick found out that if they use massive vitamin C, which is an anti-inflammatory, and prednisone, steroids are anti-inflammatories, it cools this whole storm of inflammation back down from dangerous levels that killed these people.
I've heard this is very important. Vitamin C.
Yes, it is.
And prednisone. Okay.
And this was in my article that was out today. In fact, I'm going to tell you something. I got this in late October, early November, and I thought it was a terrible sinus infection, but I was very dizzy. And I called my doctor, and he gave me azithromycin, which is what Dr. Zelenko in New York says, zinc, hydroxychloroquine, and azithromycin. Okay. So he sent me the azithromycin. I took it for the 5 days. For 2 days, I felt better. Then it came back. And all I wanted to do was sleep. I didn't eat. I lost 10 pounds, and I'm very little anyway, so I really can't afford to do that. But I called the doc back. He said, okay, I'm sending you another Z-Pak, but I'm putting you on prednisone. You make damn sure you take the prednisone. And you know what? In 3 or 4 days, I was fine, and I finished up. It was the prednisone that knocked out the this inflammation storm that could have gotten worse had I not had a doctor who had already treated 25 of his 3,000 patients with COVID and knew exactly what to do. He only had one who ended up in the hospital on a ventilator, and the guy lived through it because he told him, put them on steroids, and he saved his life.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Good.
Very good. Okay, now, here's what Merrick did. Merrick got together with all these doctors, and he went and he added ivermectin. And let me tell you this. That's one of the other protocols that he brought in for late COVID. But here's what he said. He said, the protocol of the, you know, early on, this is what you do, but when it gets late, ivermectin, and you can use a combination of a lot of other drugs as well. And that's what good doctors do. They look for cheap drugs that will treat whatever the symptoms are, and that's what they do. They give a number of them, not just one. They will try everything that comes. Okay, Merrick says, ivermectin is safer than Tylenol and one of the safest drugs ever given to humanity. And 3.7 billion doses were administered in 40 years, and only extremely rare side effects in minuscule portions ever happened.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay.
Well,
now,
a lot of people go into, we'll call them agricultural stores, tack, horse feed, and they'll buy it.
Oh, yeah, because I feed my dogs ivermectin every month.
There you go.
Yeah, it's in their heart guard.
There you go.
That's what heart guard is, ivermectin. It's a parasitic, okay?
Mm-hmm. Anti-parasitic, yeah.
Well, but here's the thing. Everything that they tried, the best stuff that worked, were anti-inflammatories and anti-parasitics. And they tried all kinds of things. They tried stuff for gout. They tried stuff for asthma. They tried stuff for all kinds. And it worked. But they tried it in combination with a whole bunch of different drugs. But here's a really important thing. Like I told you, prominent physicians and scientists around the world, they all believe that Merrick and these other doctors, Corey, Maduri, Varon, and Iglesias, deserve the Nobel Prize. So when this got out, what they had done, Emmy Award-winning publicist Joyce Kamen of Cincinnati and former CBS News correspondent Betsy Ashton of New York City set aside their lives and began working tirelessly to reach every famous, get this, TV news person, scientist, public health expert we know and hundreds we don't, the handful of science writers who have won Pulitzer Prizes, and the 5,000 science writers on a special newswire who have never earned anything. Every science desk from CNN to NBC News to The Atlantic magazine, every governor, every member of Congress, President Trump, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and even President-elect Biden. You know who responded? Nobody.
Not surprised.
Nobody.
Sickening to hear, but not a surprise.
Not a damned one.
They're all in the same club, and we're not in it, thank God, I guess. They don't represent us at all. They are part of the enemy. They're the face
across
of the enemy.
Across the board, the fix was in. Across the board. And this was all over the world. And if you have talked to Dr. Peter McCullough, you should get him on. This man is absolutely
I've had his video
brilliant.
Up. He's fabulous. Just,
isn't he amazing?
I don't like to bother these people, Kelly, because they make their best statements. They end up on BitChute, and I can play them on the program here and
sure,
amplify,
sure,
comment.
Sure.
That's the best. I don't like bothering them.
Yeah,
they're
but
so
you've heard what
busy.
He said. You've heard what
oh,
he said
yes.
recently.
Yes. Tell us.
I mean, these quotes are I have two friends. One I went to high school with and his wife. They've been good friends for years.
Uh-huh.
And they took the vax. And I said, oh, my God. And here they've got a daughter who just had triplets. I said, you are not getting near those babies.
Oh, no, no,
you
no,
better
no,
not
no.
get near those babies. And they said, well, why? So I sent them everything. And I told them that Dr. McCullough, and I sent them all a McCullough, I said, McCullough said the alleged COVID-19 virus is a bioweapon. He calls it alleged because all of the tests they've done on lungs of COVID patients that died, all they could find was flu A and B. There is no isolated COVID-19 virus. It's
Nobody
a lie.
Nobody can find it. A new reward has been issued yesterday. Anybody who can isolate it, $1.5 million, never going to happen.
Okay.
It's
so
a bioweapon. You summed it up. That's the whole story.
That's it. But now he's saying the vaccines represent phase two of that bioweapon. So I
absolutely
sent them,
right.
Yes,
totally
absolutely.
Correct.
So I sent them the hour and 45-minute video where the questions are on the screen and McCullough answers them. I sent that to him last night. I said, watch this whole thing. And then I said, I'm going to tell you how to get out from under what you've put in your blood. And you've got to order it, and you've got to order it immediately, and you've got to do it right now, and you have to stay away from these babies for at least 10 weeks.
Oh, months. Hold on. We'll pause there.
Weeks.
We'll come right back.
10 weeks.
10 weeks? Okay. All right. We'll pause there, come right back with Kelly, and finish this story. This is really important. Stand by. All right. Right back to Kelly Nelson, whose works can regularly be seen at Rents.com and NewsWithViews.com. Go ahead, Kelly.
Okay, so here's what I told him. I said, look, I've got proof from a doctor that wrote me, and this also comes from the actual inventor of messenger RNA, okay?
And Malone, Dr. Malone.
Thank you. I couldn't find his name during the break. I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what they found out. And they found out through empiric treatments. Empiric treatments is trying a bunch of different things that are cheap drugs that might work for whatever the symptoms are. I mean, they tried the drug for Crohn's disease. They tried a drug for gout, prednisone. They tried so many things, and some of them worked, you know, with combinations of other things. But here's the key. The key is ivermectin, which I told you that Dr. Merrick said is very, very safe. And Dr. McCullough treated his own father with HCQ and ivermectin and saved his life. Okay.
That video you mentioned with McCullough, this is a long video. It's over an hour long.
It's an hour and 45 minutes, and it's very worth listening because there's no interviewer. There's just questions on the screen, and then he answers them.
Very good.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, here's the key. If you are up to 150 pounds, you take ivermectin 12 milligram the first day. This is to get rid of what the spike protein is doing in your body. You take one ivermectin, 48 hours later, you take another. Then you take one every week, every 7 days, for 10 weeks. This stops the progression, and this is what they found out. And this is not, it's not going to be told anywhere, but this was sent to me by another doctor who's involved with all this. And
what's the dose? How many milligrams of ivermectin?
12 milligrams for up to 150 pounds. If you're 150 to 200 pounds or 230 pounds, you want 18 milligrams. Right. So you buy a little bit more and you cut one in half. Or
where's
you buy
the easiest place to get these? Where's the easiest place
India.
To get these?
India.
Okay. All right.
And And I already spent $162. That's $20 worth of shipping, and I ordered 90. And right. I am keeping them on hand. Why? Because they let loose anything else. This is probably going to cure it too. But here's another key. Uh-huh. This antiparasitic actually kills cancer tumors. This is a new thing they found out too. Mm. Now, isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I
wonder if it reactivates the it may reactivate the P53 gene that is suppressed.
I don't know what it does, but I sent all the information to Roger Stone because his wife has stage 4 lung cancer, just like what killed Rush Limbaugh. And it was undoubtedly from stress, from everything that they've been through. So
yeah.
I sent it to him. I don't know if he'll order it, but, I mean, at this point, she's going to die anyway. Why not try anything that comes along? And it's cheap.
Amen.
You know?
To that.
I mean, $1.58 a pill for 10 weeks is not going to, well,
it's
12 pills.
No, it's not going to break the bank.
No. 12 pills will cost you $45. That's with shipping.
Right. Okay. Good.
So there you have it. And you can go on the web and you can find it, order from India. There's other things you can order from them, too, that are over-the-counter there and that they can ship to you with no problem. And what you do is you call their number in America, you give them your order, and then you send them a check. That way it's within the states. You're not sending to a foreign country. You're not giving them your bank account.
Oh, I see.
It's very easy. And I know people that have ordered over 900 of these pills from them to spread around to their families. So this is a good thing. Now, I want to tell you something else that they figured out. And this was McCullough and Merrick and his team that found out that when you get COVID, this is something they didn't know before. This blood clotting starts with the COVID because when you get COVID, you have the spike protein in the COVID, right?
Yes. Yes.
You know that, okay?
Yes.
Well, here's what Dr. McCullough said. This is what's really weird. He said, the spike protein causes coagulation or blood clotting where the red blood cells stick together. But it's not just the red blood cells. It's the white platelets sticking together, too. This is totally different than any blood clots that you get from strokes or any other clotting problems. They've never seen this before, okay? So
I don't know. I'm no scientist. Hold your thought. But it seems to me that because the blood is so assaulted and ruined. There has to be some electromagnetic potential here. And I think that these cells are losing their magnetic potential and they're clumping together. That's part of it. They normally will stand off from each other. I'm just speaking out loud here, and I know sleeping on a magnetic mattress pad restores the magnetic potential of the blood cells and they begin to stand away from each other within minutes or seconds. Anyway, this is always reminiscent to me of blood cells that no longer stand off from each other, negatively attracted and detracted,
really,
so to speak.
Go
ahead, Kelly.
Well, so what these guys found out, especially McCullough, he said they reduced hospital mortality for patients by giving them daily full dose aspirin, one. And they fed them as well. They fed them either oral or injected oral blood thinners or heparin shots. And that was to keep the blood from coagulating or clotting. Okay, now here's what he said. He said the COVID inoculation, which replicates the spike protein, results in, listen to this, this is going to shock you, blood clots occurring in 62% of the people who got the jab. And that's only one of the multitudinous dangers. One. And you know who made these people? You know who made these people that made this filthy vaccine to not ever be charged with anything? They are free of ever being sued for murder or anything. You know who signed that bill?
Was it Clinton, wasn't it?
No, it was 1986.
Oh.
And it was the president at the time, Ronnie Reagan, and it was Fauci who went and convinced him to sign it.
People don't want to talk about that. They love Reagan, and they don't want to talk about it. But he did give them a get-out-of-jail-free card. They just don't have any worries.
He sure did. And, you know, we would not have any of this. We would not have been in any of this. You know, after 3 years of working with Mike Pence, shouldn't Trump have known what he was? I mean, he didn't do anything right. He was funded. His best friends were neocons, Paul Ryan, and, well, worse than that, Paul Ryan
disgusting.
And Jeff Flake.
Disgusting.
And he was funded.
Disgusting.
He was funded by Dick and Betsy DeVos and the Koch organizations. He went to
Koch
organization meeting every year.
The DeVos family,
yeah. So here he puts him in charge of the coronavirus task. And what does he bring in? He brings the worst people in the whole country that have never treated and Dr. McCullough says, these people haven't touched a patient in decades. Why would you bring somebody in that's the head of a hierarchy that has money to make on a vaccine and doesn't want to hear about empiric treatments with cheap drugs that saves lives? They have sold the whole country that your only savings is the vaccine that we're making for you. Now, listen to this. 2 months before the vaccine came out, this was October of 2020, the FDA released a list of what the side effects would be, and they're all there 2 months before that dang thing was released to the public.
It's all,
love it.
Kelly, this is at least a 2 or 3 decade, ultimately, a plan. And the last 10 years were very intense. SARS 1.0, I call this SARS 2.0.
It
was a beta test. And MERS was the second beta test. They knew what they were doing. This has all been planned. By the way, the Harris Overnight Poll now shows for the 2024 Republican primary, Donald Trump ahead at 56%, followed by Mike Pence at 28%, and Ron DeSantis at 19%. And you go down.
Shocking.
Yeah. Pence. What a snake. And Trump?
I could tell you about Pence. And you know who he's joined with lately? He's joined
you
with Nikki Haley.
I know.
Yeah.
It's
Nikki Haley.
There's your ticket. They're going to try and run that ticket.
Well, they are. But here's the real key that I wrote 3 articles on Pence, and everybody should go into Kelly Nelson on News with Views and just scroll down and look for the Pence articles. They have everything. In fact, I have a gal that's very busy in California in politics, and she said, I want bullet points because I want to be able to hand this out on one sheet.
Uh-huh.
I said, okay, I'll get to it. But here's the real key about it. Not very many people know that I got a 12-page letter from Michael Pence in the mail. Okay? And guess who he's joined up with? He's joined up with the Morton, what's his last name?
Thiokol?
No. I've got to go get it. It's laying over
it's
here.
It's a big company, Morton, anyway.
Leadership Institute, Morton Blackwell.
Oh, that one.
Yes. Now, let me tell you a little story. Back
Pence
in 98...
Pence is such a creep. How can anybody take him seriously? That's the question
I
have.
Okay. Well, guess who the Leadership Institute has had that they have had in their organization and taught? McConnell, who got 20 Freedom Index, you know, 20 out of 100. Okay. Macintosh, Club for Growth, who was a really good friend of Mike Pence, okay, and who spent $2 million trying to get Trump from being elected. Grover Norquist, the nice Muslim boy who brought the Muslim Brotherhood into W's White House and then spread them throughout all of the organizations in government. Ralph Reed, who should have gone to jail with Jack Abramoff for all of the screwing around they did to the Indian tribes, okay? And Mark Sauder. Don't you just love that? That's Leadership Institute. Now, let me tell you the story behind this because it's very interesting. In 98, I interviewed a man named Austin Miles. I put him on a radio program. Morton Blackwell tried to get him to join the Council for National Policy, which is the secretive 1981 organization that was started by a bunch of neocons on the right, Pat Robertson, Nelson Bunker Hunt, T. Cullen Davis, who was tried twice for trying to murder his wife, blah, 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 you know, Tim LaHaye, that kind of people. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Morton Blackwell tried to get him into his organization, and Blackwell had him in D.C. and was interviewing him and introducing him to a lot of people. So on a Sunday, Morton Blackwell takes him to his Episcopalian church, and Austin, who is a chaplain himself, is sitting there listening. And at the end of the sermon, the female, she's what, a priestess? What do they call her? Anyway.
That works. A priestess. I like that.
Okay, so she says to the congregants, she said, I need you to pray for my husband this morning because he's having a very difficult surgery, a very difficult abortion. He was an abortion doctor. On a Sunday morning, he was going to have a difficult abortion, and she wanted her congregants to pray for it.
Come on.
No, this is a fact. I've got this on tape still from the very interview that he said this on. And I told him that he's elderly now, but I wrote to him and told him what I got in the mail. He said, oh, my God, keep it, because we may have to fight this guy again. I said, yeah, I will. But that's the story, and this is what Mike Pence is. This is the core, and Mike Pence has joined with Controlled Opposition Heritage Foundation. He's a fellow for Heritage now. Heritage and the Federalist Society were the two that gave Trump the people to put on the Supreme Court. And don't you know that Kellyanne Conway and Mike Pence have been friends for decades? Did you know that? And
no,
they even have an intermarriage in their family. Oh, yes. One's cousin married the other one's nephew, okay? So they've been tight friends forever. Kellyanne Conway and George are big-time members that give $100,000 a year to the society. Mike Pence worked in Indiana for one of the satellite groups of Heritage Foundation. We call them Heretic Foundation. Okay.
They are.
So here you've got the two top people next to Trump saying, well, we know where to go to get you good candidates for the Supreme Court. Kellyanne Conway says the Federalist. Yes. And Pence says heretic. Okay? So that's why we've got three of them on there that aren't worth a pot to, you know.
Oh, no, they're terrible. We're left with this dilemma then. What do we think? Is Trump really that naive and stupid, or is he one of them and he's just playing stupid? What do we think?
I don't know, because he did an awful lot of really good things, but I will tell you, I know this, and I know this from Roger. And I said, you know, he never read my articles, but Corey Lewandowski did. And it was Corey who got him two of my articles when he was running. And the one that exposed Jeb Bush for taking 160 acres from a disabled SEAL veteran in Florida in order to put swampland back where it was after this man had lived there for years and done beautiful work on the property, okay, and even put two lakes on it. It was just gorgeous, and he fought and fought them. And it was Jeb Bush who went to Clinton. He went to Clinton and got Clinton's help to do this. Jeb Bush, yeah, while he was governor. Okay. So after Jeb Bush attacked him, I'm talking about attacking Trump on one of these debates that he tried to take an old woman's house, and he never did, I came out with this article. And the very next day, I sent it to Corey Lewandowski, and he gave it to Trump, and three of his big rallies, he waved that thing. I've still got pictures of it. And then he tweeted the website, okay? The website almost got shut down because there were so many millions of hits on it. But here's the thing. He doesn't read. And it was Roger Stone who told me, the president doesn't read. If you want to get him anything other than something that somebody else has read and said, you've got to see this, you will have to put it on one page, bullet points. Because that's the only thing he'll be. And I said, well, that makes a lot of sense. That's why he passed a lot of these bills he never should have passed. That's why he let McGahn in charge of the tax deduction that ruined a lot of people. Believe me, it's
Kelly, we don't call that a competent or viable president. Sorry.
No, and I'll tell you what. McGahn made it so that these people don't have the deductions in these heavy-duty Democratic taxed states. So what are they doing? And I know McGahn did this on purpose. They're all moving to our states, and they bring their rotten, no-good politics with them. So eventually...
Oh, and the money? Of course.
Here's another thing. Nobody understands that Eric Holder, who happened to be a partner in the first law firm that Mike Flynn hired when he thought he would get out of this real quick, and he didn't, Eric Holder traveled the country for 2.5 years setting up AGs and the whole thing. And they had it planned before 2018. And they tried it out in 2018 for this cheating and for making... Remember 2018? We thought all these Republicans won. Bam. 2 weeks later, not a one of them won. They were all out. Okay. That was the trial. Yeah. And in 2020...
That's right.
Yes. They did. In 2020, But people think, oh, my God, this just started. You dingbats, this started in 1948. 1948, LBJ got rid of Coke Stevenson, who was a famous, beloved governor of Texas, and he cheated. And one of the most famous rangers, the ranger who killed Bonnie and Clyde and his buddies, proved that LBJ cheated. And so what did they do? They took all the boxes with all of the evidence, and they went to the Supreme Court. And you know what? Hugo Black threw it out. Just like the Supremes we've got now that wouldn't let one of these court cases be heard.
No, that's what I was saying earlier. I'm very grateful to see people filing lawsuits, but I'm a realist. And even if they get past one judge, they go to an appellate court, which is corrupt, and it's gone. So what are they doing? What are they really doing? I don't know. I'm glad they're doing it. It's better to do it than not to do it. You see what I said, everyone? Kelly Nelson knows more about politics, the ins and outs, the history of it, how it relates to today, than anyone I've ever talked to. She just knows the names, the dates, the places. She's got it all. Read her columns, newswithviews.com. She's got a space on my page, too, and you can find them. They're all well worth reading, extremely articulate and expressed brilliantly. Now, you are amazing. What's we have just a few seconds left. What's your final comment for
tonight? Everybody should know about Lancet Medical Journal, who was supposed to be one of the top medical journals. They're the ones that let out the false paper. And Dr. McCullough said, peer reviews never done, nothing done. He went berserk. But they're the ones that put out the false paper on HCQ, hydroxychloroquine, okay?
Well, Lancet is speaking of they're MI6, MI5, GCHQ, what do you... Look, they're not independent. They're controlled, the Lancet. Go ahead.
Well, they certainly are now, because then everybody started printing the same thing, and that shut down HCQ, and McCullough was even called from physicians in Africa saying mercenaries are coming into our pharmacies and burning up our HCQ, hydroxychloroquine, that stands for, okay? So HCQ became the poster child for worldwide efforts to suppress effectively early treatment so they could shove this vaccine down our throats.
Yes, ma'am. 100% correct. And they are doing it, and they're getting away with it. It just bothers the hell out of me. You see it every day. They're pushing it. They're pushing it, and people are still taking the damn shots. Okay, Kelly, we'll talk to you soon.
I could tell you tons more, but next time.
Oh, no, next time. Yeah, all right. We'll have you back real soon. Thank you for everything you do. Keep it up.
All right, honey. Take care.
We'll
God bless.
Thanks. Good night. Kelly Nelson, unique in her views and the way she expresses things. Just puts it right out there. Back in a flash with Hour 3, and going to talk to a great friend of mine. We haven't talked to him for a while, but we've got a lot to discuss in terms of the Tokyo Fukushima Radioactive Olympic Games and more coming up next with Yoichi Shimatsu.